Ring centre city centre core bus corridor preferred route. Public consultation the 20th of March 20. Contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Custom house key. North wall key on north side of the River Liffey. 2.3 City key. Sir John Rogerson's Quay on south side of the River Liffey. 2.4 Samuel Beckett Bridge. 2.5 Tom Clark Bridge to Sean Moore Road, York Road. 2.6 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.7 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018-2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016-2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin area bus network redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided, pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology. Page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus Gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal. As the bus approaches, the light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Taucan Crossing. A Taucan crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrafan to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to city centre, Lucan to city centre, Liffey Valley to city centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to city centre, Tallaght to Terenure, Kimmage to city centre, Rathfarnham to city centre, Bray to city centre, UCD Ballsbridge to city centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to city centre. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Ringsend to City Centre Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences at Talbot Memorial Bridge. The route encompasses bus lane and cycle infrastructure on both North and South Quays, connecting the city centre with the Docklands and onto Ringsend and Irish Town. Priority for buses is provided along the entire length of the North Quays, from the Custom House to the Three Arena Tom Clark Bridge, consisting of dedicated bus lanes in each direction. Segregated two-way cycle tracks will be provided in the Camshires on both sides of the River Liffey. A cycle route will extend through Ringsend and Irish Town towards the Poolbeg Peninsula. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route (EPR) in January 2019. 2.2 Custom House Quay. North Wall Quay on north side of the River Liffey. In a change from the EPR, continuous bus lanes are now proposed in both directions on Custom House Quay and North Wall Quay between the Matt Talbot Bridge and the Tom Clark Bridge. This will secure improved bus priority along the North Quays. The historic shared surbridges constrain the road width at a crossing of the canal entrance to George's Dock and the Royal Canal at Spencer Dock. These historic structures no longer serve their original function and are unsuitable to the needs of the modern street, which is much busier since the eastward expansion of the city. These structures will be repositioned either side of the new bus and general traffic lane cross section such that the pedestrian footway and cycle track will pass through them instead. In order to protect bus priority, right turning restrictions are proposed at most junctions along the North Quays, where alternative access is available from Seville Place and Sheriff Street upper to the north. The two-way cycle infrastructure on the North Wall Quay will be enhanced and will continue along the full extent of the North Quays. A general landscaping arrangement is proposed along the North Quays, with two lines of trees along the proposed cycleway. There are width constraints at the two small restaurant buildings at the Excise Walk Junction, where a new boardwalk is proposed to overhang the river for a wider pedestrian space on the riverside. 2.3 City Quay. Sir John Rogerson's Quay on south side of the River Liffey. As a result of the introduction of continuous two-way bus priority on the North Quays, the bus facilities along the South Quays have been reduced from the previously published proposals. Existing traffic circulation will be maintained with the following exceptions. A short length of westbound bus lane will be provided on City Quay West between Lombard Street East and Moss Street, reducing the existing two-lane eastbound general traffic arrangement to one lane. This will enable a contraflow bus link to George's Quay against the current one-way eastbound traffic flow. A short length of westbound bus lane will be provided on Sir John Rogerson's Quay between Forbes Street and Cardiff Lane. The previously proposed eastbound bus lane has been omitted. Alternative access to Cardiff Lane from Sir John Rogerson's Quay is available via Forbes Street and Misery Hill. At the eastern end of Sir John Rogerson's Quay at Britton Quay, the proposed Otter Public Transportation Bridge will connect to Ringsend at York Road. No general traffic will be permitted to use this bridge crossing. A continuous two Way-segregated cycleway will be provided on both sides of the River Liffey. 2.4 Samuel Beckett Bridge. The southbound bus lane across Samuel Beckett Bridge will be removed to allow for the improvement of pedestrian and cycle facilities on the eastern side of the bridge and at the pinch point in the southeastern corner, representing a change to the EPR. The cycleway will be relocated to where the bus lane is currently, which will also allow the pedestrian space to be significantly widened on the side of the bridge. 2.5 Tom Clark Bridge to Sean Moore Road. York Road. A cycle route is proposed towards the Poolbeg Peninsula via the western edge of Ringsend Park, which is a change to the EPR. The segregated cycle track on the green area alongside York Road and Pigeon House Road is no longer proposed. Instead, the cycle route will connect to the East Coast Trail at Sean Moore Road, and will provide a direct connection to the Poolbeg SDZ lands via Kerlog Road and Brayman Road. On the route along the River Liffey, cyclists will share York Road and Pigeon House Road with general traffic. 2.6 Key changes from the published EPR on Custom House Quay and North Wall Quay. Continuous bus lanes will be provided in the road. Constraints at the existing shared surbridges at GHWU Trademark Signs Dock and Spencer Dock will be addressed by shifting the structures to each side over the footway and cycle track. The proposed cycle route towards Poolbeg has been changed to provide a more direct route through the western edge of Ringsend Park, away from Pigeon House Road. 2.7 Key facts. Approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 3. Approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 38. Approximate number of trees that may be removed. 75. Approximate route length. 3.2 km. Approximate cycle route length. 5 km. Current bus journey time. Up to 35 minutes bus connects journey time. 15-18 minutes future bus journey time without bus connects. 45 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entituan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800-303-653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunscayne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTA will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Plenula during Q4 2024 its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udrisnation to Lomper National Transport Authority. Dunscayne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Busconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040. Building Ireland's Future.